Blog Talk Radio.
Indeed, 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 Rock of Ages, hide thou us, your church. Welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. It's Wednesday, and of course, today the choir is meeting this evening. They're meeting, they're rehearsing for their cantata on Sunday. And listen, saints, we had a wonderful, wonderful prayer meeting yesterday. And we need to continue the praying going on. By the end of this week, we would have distributed 240 packets in our community, encouraging people to show up for Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and Resurrection Sunday. So I'm encouraging you to pray that the 240 hands that received that packet will read it, take it to heart, and that God will touch them and move them to come to church. 240. Now, if the 240 bring another person, do we need to do the math? That's 480. 480. Our building holds 240, and that's why I made 240 packets. There's basically on one side of the church, there are 12 pews. Each pew holds 120. Excuse me. Each pew holds 10 people. If you have 12 pews and each pew holds 10, that's 120 on one side and 120 on the other side, so we made 240 packets. Believing, trusting, hoping, praying, interceding, calling on God that he would fill the building on Easter Sunday. So will you pray for those who are going out and giving out the packets, that we would have much success, that the cantata will be wonderful, that it would minister to us and to the visitors. Just pray. So pray tonight. The choir is meeting. We prayed last night, like I said, another wonderful prayer meeting. And I've been going to church every day from 12 noon to 1 o'clock. Brother Sterling has been meeting with me almost every day. I thank Brother Sterling for his encouragement. And we're praying. The Bible says one will put 1,000 to flight, but two. How much? How much two will put to flight? 10,000, the Bible says. 1,000. 2,000. So when Brother Sterling showing up, the numbers go up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All righty. We've been looking at Ezekiel 34:11 because this week we're talking about God getting personally involved with his flock. God Almighty, the maintainer, the proprietor of this universe. Can you imagine? Is there a busier person than God? There's no busier person than God. Yet, he says in his word, he makes us a promise, and he keeps his promises. He promises to get personal with you and me. How personal? Very personal. So let's read the text. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will both search my sheep and seek them out. Heavenly Father, we pray at this moment. The day is at 5 p.m. We've reached the 5 p.m. mark, Lord. Much has been done today, much in the area of prayer and door-to-door witnessing. Much has been done. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would continue to give us the strength, the stamina that we need to complete this day and do all that you would have us to do as we prepare to minister to the community there in St. Johnsville on Thursday night, which starts tomorrow, and then Friday, and then the big day, Sunday. Lord, we pray your blessings. Keep us strong. Keep us focused. Bring to remembrance all the little things that we need to do that we forget them not, because those little things are very, very important. And Lord, draw the people. Draw them, Lord. You said that if we went out, if some of us planted and others watered, you said in your word that you would give the increase. Give us the increase, we pray. We give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory due to your name. For you are God, and like thee, there is no other. Amen and amen. We're looking at God's personal involvement. Personal involvement in what, you ask? Well, God's people have been abused in Ezekiel 34. Who has abused them? The devil? No. Demons? No. Satan's ministers? Absolutely not. Who has abused the people of God? Was it the unsaved? No. Who abused God's sheep? Who abused whom the Lord loved so much? Who abused them? Their leaders did. What leaders? Political leaders? Did their governors abuse them? Did their mayors abuse them? Did their king abuse them? No. the ones who abused them were their pastors, their spiritual leaders, their congregational leaders abused the people. What a travesty. What a crime. Let me put it this way. What a crime syndicate are those pastors who ruled God's people with an iron fist. Today, Wednesday, we want to look at the fact that God heals the sick. Of course, the text is referring to the spiritually sick. Just like yesterday, we saw how God was strengthening the spiritually diseased. Here it is the spiritually sick. It says, I will heal the sick. How do we know God is going to heal the sick? Well, because the shepherds failed to heal the sick. And God is stepping in as he dismisses all of these good-for-nothing pastors. God steps in their place. And whatever they failed to do, he will do. It says here in Ezekiel 34:4, the disease you pastors have not strengthened, neither have you healed that which was sick. So God promises to heal the sick. Well, what does it mean to heal? Well, it's a Hebrew verb, heal, of course, to heal. I will heal the sick. This word means to restore to health. But it has a certain nuance. It's not just restoring somebody to health, but it's making someone healthy enough that they might reproduce themselves. You see, when you have a flock of sheep, sheep do what? They multiply. They reproduce themselves. God says, my sheep right now don't reproduce themselves. Why? They're so abused. They're so beaten down. They've been so beaten down. They've been so cussed at. They've been driven so hard. They've been ruled with an iron fist that they're so depressed that they don't want to reproduce. They don't want to multiply. You know, the Bible says that God adds to the church daily. And the churches who were under the blessing of the Lord multiplied. Well, you're saying, Pastor, this doesn't even make sense. What do you mean we don't reproduce? Well, a person who's been church hurt, a person who's been victimized by their pastor in some way, a person who's been turned off, a person who is tired of the church and wants nothing to do with the church, they don't reproduce themselves. How's that, Pastor? Well, do they tell others about Christ? Will they invite? Will someone who's been abused at a church and abused by a pastor, will they invite their neighbors to come to church? Will they invite their coworkers to come to church? What for? What, to get the same thing they've gotten, abuse? So God says that he will heal the flock of these deep wounds so that what? So that they could be healthy enough, spiritually healthy, where now they can be used of God to do what? To bring others to Christ. The word here, I will heal the sick again, is talking about those who are weak in their faith, weak in their walk with God. You know, a lot of times people who get hurt in church say, I want nothing to do with the Lord, and they turn their backs on the Lord, and they walk away from God, and they walk away from the things of God. And when you walk, listen, one thing is to walk away. Let's make this clear. I would encourage you to walk away from an abusive pastor. I would encourage you to walk away from a pastor who doesn't feed the flock. I would super encourage you to walk away from a hireling, a pastor who's only there for the paycheck and doesn't care anything about the sheep. Listen, I would be the first to tell you, leave that place. But leaving an abusive pastor does not mean you should leave the Lord. And when people leave the church, when people get hurt in the church, when the pastor so hurts them that they want to leave and never come back, not only do they throw away the pastor and they throw away the church, they also, with them, throw away God. And if you throw away God, you will never reproduce. You will never, ever multiply. What, Pastor, what are you talking about? Well, my job as a pastor, my job, is not only to shepherd the flock and feed the flock and protect the flock and care for the flock and love on the flock. My job is to reproduce myself, to produce leaders. To produce leaders who would love the people like I do, care for the people as I do, want to serve the people as I do. You see, and where did I get that from? Where did I get that character from? I got that from Christ. Christ reproduced himself and made me. And now I'm trying to reproduce myself and also produce church leaders who would have the same mind. Paul says to the Philippians, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So a person who's been abused, a person who is sick, we're talking about spiritually sick, emotionally sick, mentally. Mentally they want nothing to do with the church. Mentally they want nothing to do with this pastor who is so, I mean, when he talks to them, doesn't treat them with dignity and respect. I've seen that. I've witnessed that so many times. People get turned off. People get tired. You know, some people have abuse at the home. Some people are abused at the workplace. They're abused at the workplace, and some are abused at home. And then they come to church, and they believe that the church is going to be their one place of refuge where they're not abused, and that's where they get the most abuse. People who get abused at work, abused at home, abused at church, is this it? Is this what life is? So God promises to heal the sick, to make all those Christians who were turned off by the pastor or turned off by church members, because some of this is not the pastor. Sometimes fellow church members will turn you off. Sometimes we allow goats in the flock. Goats and sheep are not the same. And sometimes the goats abuse the sheep. And the pastor does nothing about it. The pastor does not expel the goats, does not excommunicate the goats, which the Bible says the church has a right to do. The church is only supposed to be made up of sheep. The church is not a zoo. The church is to be a flock of one animal. Sheep. We don't have bears in the church. We don't have lions. We don't have hyenas and jack and a few sheep and some donkeys. No. The church is not a zoo. The church is a flock where you have a gentle shepherd and you have gentle sheep, gentle towards one another. And when you go to a church and there's love there and there's true fellowship of the Spirit there, you know what people do? They run out and tell people, hey, you got to come to this church. That's where the multiplication comes in. Because people start telling other people, hey, you don't have to put up with that over there. In this church, they'll love you. In this church, they'll care for you. In this church, Jesus is Lord. In this church, there's a sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. In this church, where our Heavenly Father rules, no one is abused. And that's those kind of churches And that kind of membership reproduce themselves. So here, the focus of Isaiah 34, 4b, I will heal the sick, is the sick are the people so depressed about church and about pastors and about leaders. And they're so even depressed about God because they think that that's what God is, what the leaders and the other church members reflect. They're so depressed that they don't witness. They don't share the faith. What am I going to share this for? What, so that they can come into an abusive situation? No, thank you. So God says, I will heal that situation. As I heal this sheep from that and this other sheep from that, and as I heal them all, now the flock will start to reproduce itself. So God said yesterday, I will strengthen the disease. But today he says, I will remove the barrenness. And I will cause this flock to multiply. This is why in the picture you see, there's a sheep there. Jesus is carrying on his shoulder. But look behind him. There's so many sheep. Why? Because there's the shepherd healing the sheep that can't reproduce itself, being followed by all the sheep that are reproducing themselves. Isn't God's word magnificent? Isn't God's word powerful? Well, we'll be back tomorrow to talk about how God promises to bind up the broken. Tune in then. Keep praying, saints. Love you much. In Jesus. And we close today's broadcast with another Jim Reeves classic.
On the resurrection morning, when all the dead in Christ shall rise, praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. Sown in weakness, raised in power, ready to live in paradise.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. I'll have a new home of glory eternal, with the redeemed of God shall stand.
There'll be no more sorrow,
no more pain, there'll be no more strife. Yes, praise the light of my Savior, ready to live in glory land.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. From every imperfection,
youthful and happy I shall be.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Glorified with him forever,
death will be lost in victory.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
I'll have a new home of glory eternal, with the redeemed of God shall stand.
There'll be no more sorrow,
no more pain, there'll be no more strife. Yes, right in the light of my Savior, ready to live in glory.
Savior,
ready to live in glory land.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.